This is the session of the 28th of June, 5 p.m. 2010. Deepak Bhai has just entered the hall. This is an unplanned session. It was meant to be a picnic, but because of rain outside, Deepak Bhai has given us the special satsang. As he enters in front of all of us, and he is now in front of the Lord here, and he is going down, offering flowers to five or something, and a whole bunch of petals to the major grand image of our Gnani Purush Dada Shri, spraying flower petals on the Lord's Simandar Swami multiple ones over there. As he moves over to the left side of the auditorium on the stage, approaching Ma Padmavati Devi Niru Ma, bowing down to her and to Dada, offering flowers to them and to Ma Padmavati Devi and Goddess Amba, Ma Amba. Again, the hall filled with people, Mahatmas here, are surely delighted that instead of the picnic, they are having this extra satsang. And this extra satsang is what they really needed. And so, as he turns and faces all of us, and approaches his seat, and gives darshan to everybody. This is the darshan moment. Dada Bhagwan, he looks at everybody and says, eternal glory to Dada Bhagwan within all of you, the awakened one within all of you, the fully awakened one. He says, whether you realize him or not, he says, I see him within you. I see him as clear and distinct and separate as I see sword from the sheath. And he raises his hands above and does this final gesture before he sits down.
You got to adjust this here.
Okay. And
take care.
Go ahead. Okay, there we go now. It looks like he
picked up the book.
Is he going to go into Q&A?
He's
got the book. Okay, so he's going to do some reading. We don't know where he will start. We'll let you know here in a minute. Final adjustments of the microphones and the lights. Jai Sachidan, awareness of eternal bliss. I bow to the Supreme One, the fully enlightened One who resides within you with his absolute sense of oneness and total obeisance. Jai Sachidanand. Whatever has happened is not everybody is in the Gnan, right? Because we missed the picnic, isn't it? We were going to meet there, so now we meet here. So there is no pain there at all, is there? No pain. On the contrary, this is so nothing happens according to our will, does it? It does not happen according to our will, does it? So then let us go. So let us go into and finish up our work. The one who does not want to go to the Pavagadh mountain, then he doesn't have any desires. But when he has to go there, referring here to the picnic, Deepak Bhai, when you have to go, then it is settling the file. And so the real settling the file is when somebody makes you go and you really do not want to go. That is when the settling of the file comes. settling of the file with equanimity is persistent, but we want to arrive ultimately to the state where, with the exception of the pure, the experience of the pure soul, I do not want anything in this world. Whether pleasure arises or pain arises in front of me, that is irrelevant anymore for me. And everything that arises in front of me is just fine. Yes. Sound. No sound coming up? No sound?
No,
a lot of static?
No, that's fine, fine, fine.
It's fine for some, fine for... So... So let us carry on. So let us continue now. Kaya page upar chhe? What page?
He didn't start yet.
Where were we this morning? She will say, what can I do if the microphone is not speaking, what can I do? The lady is ready to speak, but the microphone isn't on. She says, what can I do if it's not speaking? So he is going to adjust
the
The original gnan is given, however. So you have received the original gnan, but then in what way is this knowledge, right? Then once you have the supportive knowledge, then you can understand. Until then, you'll have to continue.
Jai
Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand, she says. So Deepakai says, yes, Jai Sachidanand. Now go ahead. Page? I don't know yet.
Page number 300.
Page 300 on our book. There is page, I'll let you know. Page 300, where is our page 175. Page 175. Supportive gnan is helpful towards completion. Page 300. Questioner, we have... Our original knowledge is there in terms of the general area of Baltimore, but do we not have to have the detail of exactly where Hunt Valley is so that we can arrive at the exact location? Therefore, even in relative life, so many landmarks have to be given with the precision of a GPS system. So in the same way, in the matter of the experience of the S capital self, you have to continuously talk with Alicia or with Jim. Jim, this is not yours, this is not this, this is not yours, this is not yours, until he or she reaches the final listening question. So in the Teka Gnan, supportive Gnan, there is the art of the worldly knowledge as well as the art of Gnan. Rather, she says supportive knowledge is the words that we have given. However, there is no such thing as supportive knowledge here, but it is something that helps you. For entering into the stage of experience, this knowledge is lacking. Questioner, so the darshan, the vision is absolute, but there is a need for this supportive knowledge? Question, Dadashri. It is because of this lack of the supportive knowledge that this experience does not fit for him. If one has heard Dada saying, whatever happens is correct, then when something happens, that supportive knowledge will help him and give him the experience. Next page, page 176. Questioner. So is that sentence considered supportive knowledge? Teka Gnan? Dada Shri says, Teka Gnan is the word we have given to it, but its root must lie in the other Gnan. You will have the experience if you have that Teka Gnan. That is why we say all these things. Questioner, now, what did he have in his vision at that time, Dada Shri? Darshan is still there, vision is there. Awareness of the vision is complete. Questioner, what facts or details does he have in his darshan? Because the questioner is really seeking. He's saying, what facts or details does he have in his vision, in his darshan? Dadashri says, in darshan, he has the darshan with awareness. And that is the conviction, pratiti. Darshan means pratiti. Then one does not need anything else.
Now what is, in other,
so when we first had the vision, our first knowledge was smoking is really bad. That is the initial understanding. However, with that understanding, in what way smoking is bad? Number two, if you understand it in all detail with specific knowledge, the first step is called vision, the second one is called the knowledge, is the experience. And number three, every time one smokes, then he has regrets. And the fourth one is he never protects the mistake of smoking. So in the same way, in what way I am pure soul and in what way I am not Jim or Alicia, and so in what way this rag or this attachment and aversion is not happening to me, all of this has, that vision has to be employed, and that knowledge which supports that vision, that has to be employed, and then constantly show her that this is not happening to you, all these difficulties that are arising are not happening to you, these are all evidences only. So this is how we keep it separate at three different levels. So once you give her the understanding, when you give him the understanding, then with the penance, with the awakened awareness, with the avoidance of the protection of the mistake, etc., all of those things, this is slowly, these are the various supportive knowledge effects that accumulated. That is why it is so critical to ask the questions. It is through the medium of the questions your misunderstanding will be cleared, and you will get into the precision and the exactness of the foundation stones on which the S capital is established. That is why Dadashri says, that is why I say all of these things. I gave, so that means our point of view keeps on correcting to the exact. So slowly, and then if we stay in this group, in the group of the Gnani, then the exactness will come, the experience of the exactness will come, and then the full experience will arise. So this awareness is, this our awareness is with, vision is with awareness. And now with these missing points in satsang and with the missing links, we will get the exact support. Questioner. So, is I am Shuddhatma a pratiti? Conviction, Dadashri says, I am Shuddhatma for sure. And everything, what is this? What is that? He has all that pratiti, but without supportive knowledge, Tekagnan, it will not allow him the experience. If he has heard the statement, fault is of the sufferer, then when he has to suffer, he will experience that the fault is his. It is really true. But what if he had not heard that statement before? It will not fit. At that time, the intellect, the buddhi, will say, how can you call this justice? Therefore, if one has heard supportive knowledge from us, Nani Purush Dadashri, it will help him tremendously. Those who remain around me would hear that. Deepak Bhai says, this is how, supposing our pocket gets picked, we should be known that this is an account, this is an image, the other person is flawless, etc., this is my own account, etc. Yes, but if we had heard it, but for 2 to 4 hours we will be burning inside, we will be bothered, oh, my money went away, etc. But then again, the knowledge of Vyavasthit will set in. All this setting, by setting all of these various facets of knowledge of Gnan, he rises higher in the experience, and so the next time around, next time he suffers a $2,000 loss, he will not suffer as much. And then he will come to the ultimate experience that nothing in this world can affect me, nothing can really touch me. Yes, the worldly experiences are there. Yes, see, if a clay pot breaks, there is no pain. But if it is a glass, precious glass that breaks, then you are so You're so hurt. And if it's precious ghee that is being spilled up on a jar of ghee, then you, what you do is you collect it all and you strain all the glass pieces and then use it again. You ask, if not for eating, you say, okay, I can use it for the Lord in time for the lamps. But so these are the experiences of the intellect. Whereas intellect says this is good, this is not good. But from the negative, from this is cheap, this is dear, this is more expensive, this is valuable, this is invaluable, etc. This is has got no value. Whereas prajna separates that which is eternal from that which is temporary. So it's the prajna separates the S capital self from the small S here. And so in the temporary, in the relative, there are two divisions. There is the good and the bad. And the relative, the intellect, makes you move from the profit, correction from the loss to the profit, whereas in the prajna, makes you move away from Jim and Alicia's world into the realm of the SELF capital self. So whatever has happened, whatever is so from here. So this is whatever has happened is justice, as well as whatever is what has, and the fault is of the sufferer. So this is whenever there is the slightest suffering, at that time the intellect will kick in. Even if he has not got the gnan, if he has heard this statement, then he'll say, I am suffering, therefore it must be my mistake. But then, so the sufferer is the ego. The original gnan says the sufferer is the ego. Why and what has happened? It is the vyavasthita that says, no, this is the, so these are all the supportive knowledge. Double A, double B supports the five agnas very beautifully. Now, now let's go move on to page 177. Who experiences it? Let's read. We had read it earlier. This is why. Let's go on. Let's go ahead read. Third. Is this on question or on top? Is this in the form of pratiti, conviction? Is it not? Dadashri says, whatever method it may be, but it is an experience. Is it not? Now further experience is for the gnan, complete experience to manifest. It will manifest. In the temporary, anything that arises will go away for sure in the next life. Whereas in the eternal, in the realm of the eternal, anything that manifests will be there forever. Whatever is manifest in this life will be there for you continuously for the next life and will never leave. And as the files leave from you with equanimity, you will rise higher and higher in your awakened awareness. Questioner. So in that way, is the new knowledge, gnan, necessary for every situation that arises? Dadashri says, yes. This is a very big question. So in that way, this is a big question. So when your pocket gets kicked, when the glass breaks, that is a different thing. If there's an accident, if you have a sexual problem, that's a different thing. If you have a pride problem, there's a different, so the experiences are different in all different, at every level there is a new, really new knowledge is dependent on the relative, is it not? What you suffer as a father is different from what you suffer as a daughter, or what you suffer as a father-in-law, or what you suffer as a son. But the original gnan, of course, the knowledge is the same, but the relative gnan, because it is separate, it requires relatively separate knowledge over there. Now that she says, yes, of course it is necessary. You need all that, do you not? As many different types of knowledge or gnan as there are that many phases. Questioner, you had mentioned that there is ignorance behind every confusion and entanglement. Therefore, some kind of knowledge is required for the solution for that entanglement. It is different every time. So this is a question of manifesting of the knowledge, gnan, is it not? That she says, yes. The self in relation to the experience, your experience will continue to increase now. The self as capital will continue manifesting. How much of it has manifested? It depends on the experience. What is the experience, says Deepak Bhai? Where the world, not a single evidence of the world touches you, affects you. If it touches the ego and it touches the intellect,
the slightest word that comes to the ear, the intellect receives it. It's happening to me. He's still blaming me, and then the ego kicks in. But then the prajna kicks in. The awakened energy of the self kicks in and says, No. This Elisha, they're saying to Elisha, not to you. And therefore, the separation remains. So you remember Lord Mahavir, the fully enlightened one, the last one, was tormented so much beyond imagination, and yet he had not experienced the slightest kind of pain. He had not suffered the slightest pain. Yes, the seer might say that he had suffered so much, but can you imagine his state when he was beyond any experience or suffering or affectation of these horrible torments and tortures that the world was giving him? So depending on your nature, yeah, that means whatever Dada Shri says, this is the knowledge of the entire universe is contained within one self only as capital. And that is what the Lord had in his final stages before Nirvana. Who experiences it? Questioner, who experiences the self? Dada Shri at the bottom of 177. It is you, I capital yourself. The illusion that had arisen from Agnan, the ignorance of the self, that goes away and the self comes back into its place. The one who had the awareness of I am Chanduvai, to that one, I, the Gnani Purush, make let go of that awareness, and it is the same one who now attains the awareness of I am Shuddha Atma, the subtlest Shukshmatam ego of which a snapshot cannot be taken. It is like space, and it gets the experience. So it is that ego verily that experiences I am pure soul. Then the ego dissolves and prajna, the liberating energy of the self, arises. The rain and the influence of ajna, ignorance, goes away then. Questioner, are the one attaining the experience and the one seeing the experience, are they different or are they the same? Dada Shri, they are both the same. The one attaining the experience and the one seeing it are the same. Both are one and the same. If the ego did not have the experience, then it would have said the experience did not happen to me. And if it does experience it, it will pass the authority on to prajna and say, this is your rule now. The one who has the experience and the one who sees it are both the same. This is very beautiful, says Deepak Bhai. This is a very new, beautiful looking. Can you see how beautifully the displacement has happened? This is the subtlest ego. This is the flexible. There is a flexible I, and then there is the I-ness, and then there is I am Alisha, and then there is I, the ego. This is the very origin of ego. This is where there is a flexible I. And there's a flexible I, it is the subtlest ego, sukshmatam ego, and it is just a belief level, and it used to believe that I am Alisha, and now that belief has been replaced by I am pure soul. And Dada Shri's grace makes it happen. Next one, and then the right belief sets in, and therefore the prajna shakti sets in, the energy of the liberating self sets it. This is what he himself experienced it, and then passed it on to all of us. Yes, there is a lot of theoretical knowledge in there, but he has given it to us at the practical level. What grace! And thus we can remain. And he has given it not only just as an experience level, but also with all the explanations. Next one, Gnan Darshan itself is verily the absolute light. That which is theoretical is not called anubhav or experience. That is called samaj or understanding. And that which is practical is called experience. Full understanding, samaj, and full experience, anubhav, is called jyoti or light. Beautiful definition of light. That verily is the light. Full understanding and full experiences, both is called the light or jyoti. That is the absolute light. That verily is the light. That verily is the gnan. That verily is paramatma, the absolute self. The theoretical means, supposing if you know how to make tea, that is theoretical. First you have to take water, then you have to add tea leaves, then you have to boil it, then you have to add milk, then you have to add etc. etc. But when you try to make it, then you make it bitter. So then you say, oh, there's not enough sugar, there's not enough masala in it, etc. When you try it about 500 times, then you can make perfect tea. Can you not? This is how it is. These are relative experiences. And now in the matter of the S capital self, to have the experience of the S capital self means to be absolutely free from any kashaya, anger, greed, deceit and pride. And we have the material of 14 abdhamanis for us to really dive into and absorb and take it up. Yes, we are beginning to just read this. And as you read it, as you read the words of Gnani Purush Dadashri in the Abdhamani, it is really theoretical. But when the wife scolds you, when she is upset with you, file number 2 is upset with you, at that time, if you are not affected, then it has become practical. The theoretical knowledge that you received from the books became practical, and then you become more enthused in wanting to go deeper into the language, into the speech of the Dadashri, because this is the opportunity to move from the theoretical to the practical questioner. But this can only be understood if I remain with you, no? Y capital Dadashri. Dadashri says, as the parichai, the familiarity increases, the pratyaksh light increases, the direct light, and the familiarity that increases by staying with me and capital is called experience. Dipakbhai says, we have about 9 months ago we have a Dadamani on the satsang on parichay, the familiarity of Dadashri. What is it? Is one this live interaction with the Dada. So you get two days, because you know this. The question is, because your link with the Gnani is broken, that is why the experience is lacking. As you are more and more around the Gnani, then the experience increases. This is the greatest. This is the greatest tool to increase higher. The question, Dadaji, what is the difference between Shraddha, faith, and Parichay, familiarity? Dadashri, familiarity lets faith set in and become firm. And as the faith increases, familiarity increases, and that leads to experience or anubhav. What does the extra familiarity related faith and familiarity do? Experiences keep on happening. Therefore, stay in touch and familiarity. Supposing you know from here to New York, this will happen. You know about the milestones from Baltimore to New York. And then as you drive from Baltimore to New York, then you say, aha, I was told this will come, then this will come. And as you get the corroborating and the confirming milestones, then you once you reach New York, then you can tell others. This is the same way this book on Brahmacharya, the celibacy through thought, speech and actions of Dadashri, is the satsang of the one who has reached the goal, who has reached New York as it is, and therefore he has attained the Siddha state. This is the accomplished, incontrovertible principle of Brahmacharya or celibacy. And so in the same way, with reference to pride or with reference to ego issues or greed issues, etc., with different kinds of mistakes, if you make this kind of setting within you, then you will know that these are the milestones. On the matter in Apta 29, on suspicions, if you suspect somebody close to you, then you read those chapters of 100 pages of Apta 29, and then you can become free from it. This is the familiarity, whatever the experienced one, O capital one, our Gnani Purush Dadashri experienced, he has given his the words came out, which is that is appropriate for the use of the people of this particular era of the current time cycle of Kali Yuga. Yes, what Lord Gita, the Lord said in the Gita, was relevant for that. And for Vasishtha Muni was for Lord Ram. So for that particular era and for us all, this he is our most practical. He is our Krishna, he is our Vashishta, he is our Mahavir, he is our liberating Lord, he is our everything. He is the one who is giving us the vision. Next one, questioner. Dadaji, when I cannot stay in your parichay or familiarity, then how much will the books of Dada help? Dadashri says, everything will help. These entire material here, all things of Dada, those are Dada's words, the intent is Dada, so everything will help. questioners. But there is a difference between personal parichay, familiarity, and this, isn't it? Dadashri. If you try to evaluate the difference, then there is a difference in everything. Therefore, you have to do whatever presents at whatever time. What can you do when Dada is not here? You should read Dada's book. Dada is verily there in the book, isn't he? Otherwise, the moment you close your eyes, you will see Dada. So take the help of the mystic. Whatever you get, whatever is we have, we are getting satsang by links. Now we are getting niruma by links, The continuous links of satsangs are happening for us. But the point is to remain in touch, some way or the other, remain in touch. This is, and Dadavani is also is a very special collection. You should, those of you who are not subscribed to Dadavani, please subscribe, because this is all a very special collection. Write it once, and then having read it, then look inside and look, this, what is happening to me? What is happening to Jeff, Nada, Priya, Alicia, etc.? And then as you look within, and then if you reset those words of the Adashri, as the Pragna within you, and the questioner as the ego or the Ahankar or Alicia, then it will come out very beautifully. And let us take a break now. And so now let's go into the chapter of Real Purusha. Page 7, page 180. Page 180, chapter 7, we are going into page. Now he's going to read page. In page 383. We are going to read on page 383. Let's see.
Page
183.
For us, it is page
180.
Yes, now page 180 for all of us. So, Anubhav Lakshan Pratiti, it is carrying on after 13 on Gnan Darshan Charitra chapters. These are all Gnan collection. If you can read the total collection in Aptavani 13 on the chapter of Gnan, Darshan and Charitra, when you get time, Gnan, Darshan, Charitra in Aptavani 13, then you will have ongoing. By the way, 13 is not yet translated, but it will be. So Gnan, Gnan, Darshan and Charitra, Gnan, and then Gnan, Agnan, knowledge and ignorance. And Jagruti, awareness is the intermediate stage between ignorance and knowledge. So these are all connecting links, and these are all collections, very beautiful, and this can be taken into studies. These are words of the Gnani Purush, Dadashri, and they are easy to understand and assimilate. And so this difference between this faith and vision, and Deepak Bhai, this is a lot of inner efforts, spiritual efforts of Deepak Bhai, by the way, that has resulted in this kind of fine collection that we have front of us, because he says he himself was constantly studying, because he was constantly studying the speech of Dada that had come in front of him 37 years ago. And so if there is a slightest entanglement in worldly affairs in life, then as you employ the light of Nagnan, then you will be able to disentangle, and therefore you know that your understanding is correct. So now let us go on with Real Purushart. So this is on page 180. Let's read from the bottom. Questioner. So then, what is the scope for any other Purushart at the bottom of page 180? Dadashri. Purushart is when you follow my Agna. There are two Purushart. There's a real Purushart. Question, please. What is real Purushart? In real Purushart, there is nothing. Please read upon your own. This is the beginning. In real Purushart, you don't have to do anything. You're just the knower and the seer. And relative Purushart, you have to have the intention that you have to do something good. That is actually the Purushart of illusion. Deepak is just summarizing the top three, top four sections here. And in Gnan, once you become the escape itself, then the knowing and the seeing is the real Purushart. You have become the Purush, the S capital self, and this is the purpose of the S capital self only. And so it is just connected, nothing but it's connected to Gnan, which is your experience as a self, vision as a self, and conduct as the self, as capital, Gnan, Darshan and Charitra. All three major blocks on this side, on our own side of the line of demarcation, away from the side, on the other side is Te, Anara, Jaya, Priya. So, and on the side there is all, another connection that is, we are not
yet.
We should take all of these things in study.
What is,
we are not touching the faults of the Prakriti or the non-self complex today. Now the questioner, so then what is the scope for any other Purusha? Dadashri's answer. Purushart is
384. Dadashri. Purushart to tame je jantu bhai hata.
With the real Purushart, okay, now on the series. Okay, so page 181, bottom.
Ne ek purushart karo chho, karo pachi dada ni paanch aagna ma raho, e riya purushart. Purush thai ne purushart karyo.
So, when you become the Purusha.
Purush thai ne purushart kare, e saacho purushart.
When you
become. Ekle tame.
When you follow the five agnas by saying that I am pure soul, then that is called the purushartha of the false, of the self only. And in the illusion, and in the purushartha of the illusion, that is the illusion of the good and the bad. This is on page 384 on the bottom. So then there is no need for it. On the top of page 182, then there is no need for it. Is there the other person? All those agnas are for the Purush only. Page 384 top. It's on page top of page 384. That's where we are. So remaining in our agna at the bottom of 181, remaining in our agna is the purushartha. What are the purushartha is there after becoming the purushartha?
And when the
So whatever happens, anything that happens is a file. The Vyavasthit is the doer of this thing. That is all relative, that is not I. Five agna is the real purushartha. It is only with the five agnas that will continue to maintain and contain your state of the self. But if you slip out of the five agna, then you will read, then it will be we. You become the. Without the agnas, the self will not remain. The agna is for the Purush, the P capital Purush. We need to remain in the agnas, and file number one has to be in service. But if you become the one who is serving, then you will enter into conflict. However, but this is because you missed out of the agnas. You should remain in agnas and let Alicia, Nada, Jeff, Priya enter into the work of seva or service. The next one. So the. In the first portion of the Yatavani 12, there is the greatest portion of the importance of Agna. If you really want to know the importance of Agna, the volume 2 of Aptavani 12 has got lot of importance of the Agnas, and this is on a PDF form. If you haven't received it so far, send me an email, I'll give it to you. Question.
Just
hold it like this. If you have to remain in five agnas, and file one has to be surrendered to Vyavasthit. That is the most important thing. This is what happened. We just read, knowing, seeing is the real Purusharth. It was split into two, Dadashri. Remaining the knower seer is verily the true Purusharth. Okay, and to remain continuously as the knower seer is called Charitra. Absolute conduct, and it is called
પુરુષાર્થ આજ્ઞારૂપી અને સ્વાભાવિક. હવે આગળની સ્ટેજની વાત આવશે કે આપણે આજ્ઞારૂપી પુરુષાર્થ કરી રહ્યા છીએ અને દાદાને કેવું હોય તો કે એમને આત્મા વર્તે છે, તો કે એ થોડુંક આપણને અમે એક આગળનું વર્ણન મળે છે વાંચીએ અમે.
Okay, page 381, page 181, following the five agnas is considered Purusharth. We were here, by the way. Okay, now what is the result of the five agnas? Page 181, they help one to remain in the Gnata Drashta, the knower seer state. And if one asks us, what is the real Purusharth called? We will tell him, it is to remain the knower seer. This is the original thing. This is the ultimate original self only. On page 181. This is the ultimate original self is the Gnata, the one who remains, and beyond that it is this Shuddhupyog, which is the applied pure awareness of the self, and below that is the awakened awareness, below that it is the conviction that I am pure soul. The ultimate Gnata Drashta, knower seer, yes, with the conviction of the that is that I am pure soul, and the five agnas, you rise from the conviction level to the experience level, and then from beyond that you will come to the more seer state, which is called the state of the self, or the contact as the self, which is to be continuous and to remain as a continuous knower seer only. If you try to remain the knower seer today, you will be able to remain a little bit, but you will not be able to do it immediately and well. You will have to do it by some. These five agnas teach you knowing and seeing, do they not? Relative and real. While saying that, if any thoughts arise, say Vyavasthit and stop them. If thoughts of the future bother you at that time of seeing the real relative, say Vyavasthit and they will stop. And your seeing will continue. If any file is bothering you at that time, then deal with it with equanimity and continue seeing. This is how the Agna keeps you in the knower seer state. Supposing you are the knower seer, this is a very beautiful explanation here. Supposing you want to remain so knower and seer, but then the mind shows you negative thoughts, then you just say it is Vyavasthit, cool it. Then somebody interferes, and then say settle the file with equanimity, and then back to again the knower seer state. So the five agnas are meant to bring you to the knower seer state. And then ultimately, of course, the knower seer state is to know what Alicia is doing from morning till evening, that's all. In the knowing state only, continuously. And so So it is only through this separation and through the penance that you will come there. Remaining in our if thoughts of the future, and you are saying, if any file is bothering you at that time, then deal with it with equanimity and continue seeing. This is how the Agna keeps you in the knower seer state. Remaining in our Agna is Purushartha. What other Purushartha is there after becoming a Purush? And when the fruit of following the Agnas comes, and when the fruit of following the Agna comes, one can remain as the self, as capital, naturally, in a sahaj manner without the Agna. That is also considered as a Purushartha. It is considered as a great Purushartha. This is Purushartha through the Agna, and the other one is natural Purushartha. It is natural, swabhavik purushartha, natural purushartha. So for the other one you have to do it, for the one with the connection, he has to follow the agnas, and for the one with the experience, the agnas become natural for him, he doesn't have to follow them. Is there a need to do that other purushartha when one comes into the natural purushartha, Tadashri? Then there is no need for it, is it? The other will leave on its own, on top of page 182. Questioner. Purushartha arises naturally when one meets a Jnani Purush, does it not? Dadashi says, yes, it arises naturally. That is the Purushartha in the form of Agna, from which arises natural Purushartha. So for us, Agna is the greatest gift that we have received. And then, especially first two Agnas in the relative realm. First two are the relative realm. Vyavasthit means it's up to 11. And then settling a file with equanimity is in so many. And plus in the volume 2, there are 100 pages on up to 12. And then the importance of five Agnas. There is a special PDF, by the way. If you don't have it, you should get it. Send an email to me, I'll give it to you. Knowing seeing is the real Purushartha, page 385, page 182. Questioner, the time that one remains as the knower seer, is that the Purushartha? Questioner, let us. Okay, now let's. There are so many ways. Then, you can remain. Or if you see the self in others, that is also. Or else, number three. Or if you follow my Agnas, number three, that is Purushartha. Or if you come to satsang, if you do it, all of that is called Purushartha. If it's five Agnas, when you follow our five Agnas, there is Purushartha there. When one remains in the five Agna, it is Shuddha Upyog, pure applied awareness as the S capital self. Otherwise, one has to see the prakriti, another new way, the relative self. If Chandubhai is nagging at his wife, at that time you should see this with, wow, Chandubhai, you're just the same as you were before. Seeing all that is also Purushartha. Also, conversing with the self is also called Purushartha. To see the prakriti, the non-self complex is also Purushartha. So, so many different ways of Purushartha in this paragraph that is in front of you. And also you are saying, oh, you just remain the same, haven't you? Or haven't you now? So this is the way. This is the most practical and most element. This is so clear. How more clear can it ever become? This is beautiful. Then the five or six fold given to see this non-self complex, to keep him separate and then to talk to him, etc. So how beautiful it is, says Deepak Bhai. Questioner, but in that matter, does one have to do any Purushartha for the awareness of the Jagruti, or should he just remain as the knower seer? Dadashri. Remaining the knower seer is verily the true Purushartha. To remain in one's state of the Gnayak, absolute knower only, that is the Purushartha. And to remain continuously as the knower seer is called Charitra, absolute conduct as self, and it is called Samyak Charitra.
Okay.
Now, now we have to. I think on page 385. Just hold this for me. Questioner. On page 183 at the bottom, questioner. Separating Gnan and Agnan, is that Purushartha? Dadashri. That is a Purushartha. You remain in the Shuddhatma in Shukla Dhyan, pure meditation as a self. That is the Purushartha. You are in the Shuddhatma state, and if someone is insulting you, then it will feel that he is doing that to you. To believe believe that he is doing it is a mistake on your understanding. He too is a Shuddha Atma, and whatever he is doing is dependent on the unfolding of karma. He is not the doer. That poor man is dependent on the unfolding of his karma, Uday karma. The tops are spinning and everyone is unfolding karma, complete the worldly interaction, vyavahar, in front of each other. You, the self, have to see what the two putgals, the non-self complexes, are doing to each other. To see all this is purushart. Hence, when you remain as an overseer, when the last of that which needs to separate happens, the final separation of knowledge and ignorance, then what remains is the self only, and that is your state or svabhav, that very nature that is in the Siddha Kshetra, the abode of the absolutely liberated soul, is the state that arises here. That is how everything will be resolved.
That's
And the next one is
who makes you do purusha?
I think he's going to go here.
Okay.
See this bracket here. So if you just see it, by seeing it, you will, if you see it through the vision of the awakened awareness, then the ignorance will leave. And the natural state of your seeing state will arise, and that is the state of the one in the Siddha Kshetra, in the final location of the ultimate liberated one. Vibhav is I am John, I am Mary, I am Alicia, I am Jeff, Nadapriya. So it is beyond the state of the self is called Vignan, the science, and that is beyond knowledge and ignorance. You, Y are above knowledge and ignorance. That is called the Vignan, the science. Yes, the next one. Purushart has Nishchay, page 184. Question, Dada. Are there some antarai karma, obstructing karma that set me behind in my gnana or awareness? Dada Shri, however you want to see it, antarai karma or weakness in your purushart, I have opened up this purushart for you. From the moment I made you, Shuddhatma, your purushart is open, easy for you to proceed. So the weakness lies in your purushart. You have to decide on the purushart. When you make a firm decision, nishchay, then purushart will happen on its own. You have to make that a nishchay, a firm decision. You have to not made a nishchay that you want to remain as the self. I am Shuddhatma. That is called the Abhed Bhav. That nishchay is still weak. So that is why the weakness remains. When you make that decision firm, then everything will go fine. Once the nishchay is made, then everything will move forward. What happens when, if you do not have the nishchay that you want to go to the airport, I cannot go. Deepak Bhai now is switching. Okay, so now you just want to make the decision that I want to follow the five agnas. In every situation that arises in front of me, I want to be in the agnas only. And then I want to remain in the Abhed Bhava. Abhed Bhava is, it is actually a step beyond that. When you see the other self in the others, then you will become one with the other person. Then that is Abhed Bhava. I am seeing my own self in the other person in front of me. That is, in fact, it comes after celibacy and it comes after you have conquered sexuality as well as kashais. After you have risen above that, then you will become one with the other person. You are beyond the other person. Then whoever you meet, you are part of. You say that you are, and then you will not feel separate from me. You will not see any fault of the other person. You will see him as flawless. But because of the ego, and because the ego, the intellect is the one that divides you. Oh, that this is Alicia, this is Jeff, this is Nada. Whereas, and that is, and those, it is the intellect and the ego. So the ego has not gone away. And I and you are beyond the ego intellect complex. But so this is Abhed Bhav, that oneness. That becoming absolutely one with the S capital self first, and therefore the S capital of the other person also will come in this very life if you make that firm decision. Next one. Page 186, path of moksha is pure as pure gold. Purushart cannot happen without you first becoming a Purush. When you attain the awareness, you begin to see your mistakes. You begin to see without partiality. When you start to understand every mistake of Chandubai, that is when you attain the state of impartiality. That is when judgment power comes and real Purushart begins. He says, I am pure soul, is Purush. I am Purush. That is in his conviction. And so now you are awakened aware. How, what is the mark of the one who is awakened? You start seeing the faults of Alicia, Jeff, Nada. You start seeing your own faults. Now you understand the faults of your own. And then there is a judgment. No. The judgment comes that it is my fault only. There is no fault of the other person. And once you come to the final judgment within that the other person is absolutely flawless and I am the one at fault, then the real Purushar. And so when you talk to her, if Jeff or Nada are seeing faults of somebody else, at that time if you see that she is seeing the faults of others, then you talk by talking, you say, oh, you seeing faults of others, and you come back, that is also Purushar. You should also study to see whether there is a change in your speech, conduct and humility. You will have to become like Dada, will you not? Then our own speech, conduct and humility. See, even if Vinay has come in it. Now remember that this is a different Vinay. This is our conduct and Vinay. This is separate from the humility we were talking about yesterday. We should study our own speech, conduct and humility. And say, isn't that a very beautiful speech? Jena Mani Vartanne Manohar, that which wins over the other human beings, that one has become a god verily. So we need to become such that if we study our own speech, our conduct and our own humility. Vinay, the one who is on the horse of the ego, he will never get this humility. And his conduct, if his conduct is hurtful to others, then he will never. And if his speech is hurtful to others, if his speech, it must be so, it should be without any opinions or questions. So this is our goal. These things as the other goals. Once we become like that, then we know that we are proceeding on the right path. And this is the siddhi that we have to attain. This is the siddhi. You will have to study this. You will have to become like Dada. Then only you'll go to moksha. There is only one quality of everyone in moksha. Is there not complete 100% purity? Is there not? If you become like Dada, then you will be able to get moksha. Everybody recognize that the cheeks must be all round and red, then you can go to moksha. But now what about, you must have speech like Dada, Syadvada, nobody should be heard, absolute humility, conduct that is so pleasant to everybody, then you will go to moksha. This is, not only just rosy and round cheeks, happy cheeks. Yes, Vaibhushadi moksha with pleasure. No. So, there is only one quality of everyone in moksha. Is there not? Complete 100% purity. Is it not? Will 10% be acceptable? Hence, the whole path is one of purification, shuddhikaran. Is ultimate. Therefore, it comes to only one point, kashai rahit, without any kashai. To become free from kashai, anger, greed, deceit and pride, and especially in that most important is pride and greed. Yes, so now supposing one has gone, then find out what is remaining. Well, is it pride remaining or is it greed remaining? That is the one within. Yes, it is discharging, but until the discharge completely, as it decreases, that is the ego, the mind. And mamata, mamatva, minus is the illusion and greed. And anger and pride, pride have got to do with the I, and the minus has to do with the greed and deceit. Just recognize that whatever effect that is happening is happening to the non-self complex, but throw it out. First of all, what is the biggest support of Kashaya? That means the moment you become one with Teya, you are supporting the Kashaya. But if you move away from Teya, then you can become free from those Kashaya. Is there any intent of going to moksha? If there is intent to attain anything, the tendencies will remain tanmayakar, engrossed in it. I think he's reading. Let me see. If there is any intent of going to moksha, page 186, if there is intent to attain anything, the tendencies will remain engrossed in it. So there should be the intensity towards that side. Intensity, tivrata, means you must have strong and powerful purushartha. Strong and powerful purushartha. Yes. If somebody says, come here, you'll get it, therefore you'll get it. Somebody who wants to get married, do you see? Bitterly wants to get married, badly wants to get married, doesn't he? So does he? And here, everybody wants to get liberated. I want to. He has got the deepest inner intensity, tivrata, to get liberated. And for us, the greatest thing is we have the entire science which liberates us. For many and countless lifetimes, Dada Shri had this science with him. It was on the basis of, he studied the scriptures, and that which was contradictory, he totally discarded it. In the 70s and the 80s, we did not have enough books. Now we have a flood of books. We have a flood of VCDs, we have a flood of internet expression of this verse. So now it is up to us to really take it on for Shuddha. So get your work done, Kaam Kaadi Lo, get your work done in the presence of Dada. Well, let's say, no. Get your work done, page 187. Get your work done in Dada's questioner. Before I could not see anything like my own mistake. Now I can see a ton of them. It seems like I have a warehouse full of mistakes. She says, now it's it says, no, not even one go down. It's a go down number, warehouse number 27. This came out of go down number 50. And so this is so many go downs and go downs of mistakes. Everybody's experience the same, because everybody's admitting it, because it, if they have found the right path and the right understanding in this. The law is that whatever junk you see, it will get out. Dadashri, is that so? The stock is stored in the warehouse, is it not? There is no problem. As long as you are coming to Dada, as long as you are subservient to him, you do not have to worry about anything. You just have to have the inner intent of, it will be nice if it all goes away. It will be nice if the whole stock empties. This is all. This is the only intention that you have. Do not protect what is happening to Alicia. Do not protect what is happening to Jayapranda Priya. Never protect. The moment you protect it, then you are giving it extension. You must, if somebody says this is wrong, Alicia, he says, yes, you are so right. You're so right. You know, I understand. So if you do not protect your mistakes, then those mistakes will fall off. That's the next one. He's read something off. If you follow the five agnas, then the responsibility of your liberation is Dada. So tanmayakar vruti, which means the intense desire for liberation. All of these are very beautiful keys for liberation that you must hold within you. Next one. Question. Yes, everything is possible as long as Dada is there, page 187. When he is not there, then you will have to do a lot of purushartha. You have to do a lot of purushartha in his absence. As long as he is here, you get to do his vidhis, attend his satsang. And when you do all that stock will be destroyed. Merely seeing Dada, just his darshan, destroys many of the mistakes. Questioner. But Dada... Deepak bhai says, we are saying this so that we will not, we are reading this questioner. But Dada, you will have to take care of all of the Mahatmas before you leave. You cannot just leave us wandering aimlessly, Dada Shri. Deepak bhai says, we are reading this so that Mahatmas will not get depressed. Dada Shri says, you all have to decide that when all of you come and gather at one station, then you all have to say, Dada, go.
Dada Shri,
you all have to decide that when all of you come and gather at one station, then you will say, Dada, go. If people are wandering around and tell everyone, come on here, come on, come and gather here, say that. Then you gather everybody, that come here, come here, come here, come here, come here, this is the place where, let's all gather. Even if you just, but somebody goes to a hotel, somebody goes to a restaurant, etc. No, why don't you just gather here? Now Dada says, then very nice things. Wherever one starts Purushart with a pure heart, we see that and our grace will definitely fall on him. This is such a great blessing, says Deepak Bhai. If he's sinking in deep mud, Dada Shri says, even if you pull out your finger, I will lift you up. Just pull out your finger, just push your finger out a little bit, I'll pull you out. So because these are all children, Dada Shri takes, because they're children, Dada takes care of them. They're just like little children. Dada Shri says, whoever has commenced a Purushartha with pure heart, our grace will be definitely there for him. You have taken a step forward and started the Purushartha with a pure heart, and so you are bound to have our grace. If your Purushartha becomes weak, then we would leave and go to another place. Why would we sit around if you become weak? If you become weak in your Purushartha, then we should not go. Supposing there are 100 students, but for a teacher, will not the teacher will give attention to the 25 who are good students? And would he really give attention to the ones in the back? So this is how it has to be. So we give attention to the ones who are good students. Yes, if they come, yes, then. So this is Dada's questioner says, should you not lift him up, Dada, if he becomes weak? Dada Shri says, we would try that, but if he weakens again, supposing he has become weak, should you not lift him up, Dada? Dada Shri, we would try that, but if he becomes weak again, we would move away from there. We have to look after others who are walking forward. How can he become weak there? What mistake? It's a different matter on page 188. If they come across some kind of a difficulty, but one should remain strong for sure. When you are remaining in the Gnan, then one day there will be a solution. Will there not be? Let's take a break, says Deepak Bhai. He says, no, the last one is about hang on. Instead, do not be like a kitten, you know, be like a baby monkey. Hang on to the mother monkey. Hang on to your real life, just like you do. Lot of people are having so many experiences. There are so many experiences happening to human Mahatmas. For the one who wants to take only one step in the path of Dada in the liberation, Dada comes from 100 different directions to lift him up. And so this is a tremendous protection for you all. So you need to get into your Purushartha and move forward in this direction. Whatever understanding you have, move in that direction. Just do it with sincerity. Jai Sachidana. Question and answer session.